This is Fresh Air. I'm Marty Moscoane, sitting in for Terry Gross. The long-awaited film, The English Patient, based on Michael Ondaatje's award-winning novel, opens today in New York and Los Angeles. It's the story of four survivors of World War II, a nurse, a professional thief-turned-spy, an East Indian soldier who defuses bombs, and an Englishman who's dying from burns he received in an airplane crash. The film stars Ralph Fiennes and Kristin Scott Thomas. Before we hear from Michael Ondaatje from a 1994 interview, we have a review of The English Patient from our film critic, John Powers.
When people complain that Hollywood isn't what it used to be, what they usually mean is that they want movies they can get lost in, movies with sweep and passion and grandeur. This wish largely comes true in The English Patient, an engrossing 2-hour and 40-minute epic based on the acclaimed novel by Michael Ondaatje. The time is the end of World War II. The scene is a ruined Tuscan monastery, which houses a ragtag collection of survivors. There's Caravaggio, played by Willem Dafoe, a thumbless rogue who's seeking some mysterious revenge. There's Kip, a Sikh bomb disposal expert who's defusing mines in the area. And there's a French-Canadian nurse, Hannah, played by Juliette Binoche, who believes that anyone she grows close to will die. Hannah's looking after a hideously burned man, played by Ralph Fiennes, who claims to be suffering from amnesia. But as Hannah reads to this man, who's known simply as the English Patient, his mind wanders back to pre-war days, when he and his colleagues were making maps of the uncharted North African desert. There, under his real name of Count Laszlo de Almassy, he had a love affair with a married woman, Catherine Clifton, an affair whose ironic trajectory has led him to this bed in Tuscany, where he attempts to make sense of his life. The movie was written and directed by the English filmmaker Anthony Minghella, whose first film, Truly Madly Deeply, showed him to be a pure-blooded romantic. In literalizing Ondaatje's highly poetic novel for the screen, he's put most of his energy into capturing the adulterous affair. As the story leapfrogs between different times and places, we watch Almassy go from being a cold, abrupt, fact-driven explorer to a lover obsessed with another man's wife. We understand his obsession because Catherine's marvelously played by Kristin Scott Thomas, probably the most intelligent-seeming actress in movies today. Scott Thomas has spent much of her career playing second fiddle. She's the woman Hugh Grant didn't want in Four Weddings and a Funeral. But in this, her first major starring role, she blossoms. She holds her own with the brilliant Fiennes, whose handsomeness always bears the mark of some lacerating psychic wound. Their scenes together have a fierce erotic friction, even when Catherine tells Almassy she wants to end their affair.
Say goodbye here.
I'm not agreeing. Don't think I'm agreeing, because I'm not.
Any minute now he'll find out. We'll barge into someone, it will kill him.
Don't go over it again, please. Catherine. I just want you to know I'm not missing you yet.
You will. You will.
He does. But if The English Patient does a superb job of catching us up in its love story, it's less successful in conveying the epic splendor of a tale that moves between the desert, Cairo, and Italy. Minghella began as a playwright, and he often directs like someone who's happiest when dealing with actors. Although the movie's handsomely shot by John Seale, it never rises to the visual magnificence of epics like Lawrence of Arabia, or dazzling tales of romantic obsession like Alfred Hitchcock's recently reissued Vertigo. The Tuscan monastery is pretty, but it never becomes the enchanted spot it ought to be. Yet if The English Patient lacks the breathtaking magic of the very best filmmaking, it's still charged with a swoony sense of romantic longing that makes its 160 minutes fly by. And it's filled with marvelous scenes, like Kip showing Hannah frescoes in a church by hoisting her on a rope, or Catherine and Almassy making furtive, frenzied love at a colonial Christmas party as Silent Night plays in the background. In moments like these, The English Patient is every bit as thrilling as the classic movies of the past, and it reminds you that there are some dreams so powerfully ardent that they cry out to be shown on a big screen.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.